Well, so happy to have on the line the mastermind behind the Fox Mountain Country Music Festival for another year. Matt Balser joins me. Good day, sir.
Hi, Jonathan. Great to be with you.
Well, thanks for dropping by via phone. You've got another great year lined up.
We sure do, and we're actually celebrating 20 years of the Country Music Festival at Fox Mountain this year, and it's going to be August 1st and 2nd at Fox Mountain Camping Park in Elsford. And we're so excited to have two-time CMA Female Vocalist of the Year, Janie Fricke, and her full band headlining the Saturday night show. Of course, we remember some of Janie's number ones over the years. I know you play some of them on your classic show. He's a Heartache, Your Heart's Not In It, It Ain't Easy Being Easy. But besides Janie, we have 10 other performers taking the stage that weekend. Great bands from Ontario, Newfoundland, New Brunswick, and of course, Nova Scotia. And throughout the weekend, folks are going to hear traditional country as well as some modern country mixed in. So something for every country music lover. Early bird weekend passes, $125, tax included. The deadline for early bird this year is June the 1st, so quickly approaching. On-site camping, tent or trailer included with your weekend pass. Day passes also available for those unable to stay for the entire weekend. And if you haven't been to Fox Mountain Camping Park in Elsford, it's a pretty large campground. It's a great venue for a festival. There will be on-site food and drink vendors as well. So lots of things to consider there. But for more information, your listeners can see the performance schedule, how to get their passes, all at foxmountaincountrymusicfestival.com or on our Facebook page.
And we'll have it linked up as well at cjhk.ca. So I see that on the list of performers, you're on stage. This is an oddity because you announced your retirement. Was it last year or the year before?
That's right. The Hilltop Show Band and I retired from regular performing the end of 2023. But as a condition of me hosting the Country Music Festival, I have to perform. So it'll be a one-time, once-a-year thing, and we'll get the band back together, and we're happy to do it. Hopefully I remember the words to my songs, but it's always a great time at the festival, and looking forward to seeing my band again.
Well, last year I know was a thrill to hang out with T.G. Shepherd and get to bring him on stage. You've had some fantastic headliners, and Janie Fricke just kind of adds to that list. How do you get these folks to come to Fox Mountain?
That's a great question. It takes a lot of planning, but I enjoy that part of it. The thing about a lot of these entertainers, especially those in the more the traditional country music scene, is they just love to perform. I don't think they have to do it anymore, but they love it. They love the people. They all have agents that make it pretty easy to do the negotiations with, but I try to work with a few of the same agents because then you develop a relationship. But I've had a great experience working with all of the entertainers. We had the Kendalls a few years ago, Leona Williams, Lisa Brokop, as you mentioned, T.G. Shepherd last year, which was a treat for all of us to meet and work with. So we're real happy to be able to bring some of these legends to our country music festival at Fox Mountain, and we don't know who's coming for 2026, but stay tuned.
Well, great job on, I know you didn't do all of the 20 years, but for the last few you've been looking after, and here's to 20 more at the Fox Mountain Country Music Festival.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate it.
Matt Balser, he's looking after calling the shots to get everything lined up for a great weekend, August 1st and 2nd. Early bird ticket pricing on right now. And FoxMountainCountryMusicFestival.com is where you can get all the details. And Janie Fricke, headliner for this year.